Hey everyone, and welcome to the newest episode of the Sleek Lens Photography Podcast. Thank you for joining me in this one. And this one is all going to be about mobile photography or mobile editing and all that stuff that goes along with smartphone photography. I'm going to go over the five popular and probably the five main apps that I personally use for my mobile photography on my smartphone. And I'm going to try to break it down as easy as possible for you guys to understand to see which app would suit your style of photography. And I'm going to tell you if it's available on Android or iOS, whether it costs money or not. And I'm just going to go over the five most popular kinds of apps out there. But just to forewarn you a little bit, most of these apps actually do a lot of the same things. There's rarely a time where you're going to find an app that has, you know, mind-blowing features that another app might not have. And most apps will allow you to control the exposure adjustments, do contrast, have some effects in there. But it really is about finding the app that you like to use, the design of the app, the interface, how easy it is to use. So just kind of keep that in mind. So let's start with the list here. And the first app I'm going to talk about is probably a no-brainer for everyone out there. Especially recently that Adobe has released the new Lightroom CC for the definitely for the desktop application, but the Lightroom CC app is basically meant to be an app that kind of floats between platforms. So if you haven't already, if you are a part of the Adobe Creative Cloud Photography subscription, you can download the free Lightroom CC version, the desktop app, for your computer. And so you can download that and kind of play around with it. It's kind of like a slimmed down version of Lightroom, but you can download that and play with it. But it also really works well with the new Lightroom CC app that's available for iOS and Android. Before this app combination was kind of released, the mobile photography part of the Lightroom CC collection was kind of, it's kind of difficult to kind of understand. You had the main Lightroom CC, which is now called the Creative Cloud Classic, I guess, or the Classic CC. That was supposed to be able to sync with your phone, but sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't, at least in my occasion that I tried to kind of sync a bunch of files to it and it would never sync. So now it's as easy as dragging one file into Adobe Lightroom CC, and it will sync across all your devices. So if you drag it into on your desktop, if you drag the a particular photo into the Lightroom CC, you can go to your iPhone and it's automatically going to be there. You can go to your iPad, it's automatically going to be there, and it just syncs all together and works really, really well. So if you have that subscription, make sure you download the Lightroom CC app. It's a free app, especially if you have the subscription model, and it works great for syncing between your desktop applications and all of your applications and all of your devices all together. One of the really cool things that allows you to do is if you actually shoot, if you actually photograph something with the Lightroom CC app, there's a way you can actually take a photo through the app. If you do it that way, you're actually editing a digital raw file of whatever you shot. So you're not editing a JPEG file that you might have shot with the native camera app and then pulling it in there. You're actually editing with the raw file. So that's one really cool thing, because you'll have a lot more information to play with and might be able to get a little bit of better exposure. So again, that one's like a given one. Everybody that has that subscription should have that app, just because even if you don't want it to sync between your devices, it's a really, really good app to have, especially just for simple editing. Very, very awesome app. Next is another no-brainer. It's the Snapseed app. Everybody's probably heard of Snapseed. It's a really awesome app. It's available for iOS and Android, and it's also a free app. It has tons of features, and it seems like they update this app a lot more than most of the other photography apps that I have found. They always add new features. They always add new effects and filters and the ability to do different things. Back when I originally downloaded the app, it was kind of slimmed down. It was, you know, you could do some manual exposures, color, contrast, sharpening, details, stuff like that. But now you have the ability to do brushes, you can do selective color adjustments, you have all of these crazy filters that you can do, and it's just a really, really awesome app. It also has an iPad version if you have an iOS device. It also has a really, really cool iOS iPad version, and I when I'm editing something, I typically use it on the iPad just because it's a bigger screen. You'll be able to see a lot more information. So it's a really, really awesome app to use. And if I had to rank my top three apps, that would definitely be in that top three just because it's so easy to use. Next is another very, very popular app called VSCO. It's spelled V-S-C-O. And that's also a free app that's available for Android and iOS. It's a really cool app for allowing you to create kind of subtle adjustments that mimic kind of a film effect. If you're really interested in that film effect, this is one of the apps that you probably should download. The one thing that I'm not really particular of when it comes to that app is the workflow. Much like Snapseed, you can apply different effects, but I like the way Snapseed lays out the effects. You kind of apply a group of effects and then you click done with those effects and then you get another menu. VSCO kind of seems like you have to go backwards a little bit. And if you play with the app, you kind of understand what I'm talking about. So that's the only thing that I don't like. I would only use that kind of app if I wanted to get that really awesome film look. Then I'm probably going to jump into that one because it's so easy to create those really subtle film looks. And then one other cool thing that it does have, which I haven't taken a part of just because I haven't really played with that app as much as most of the other apps, because again, the workflow doesn't suit me. But it has like almost like an Instagram community around it. It's got like a photo sharing platform kind of built in. So once you take a photo and it's a really awesome photo, maybe you want to share it on your social media accounts, you can also share it on the VSCO portfolio that is kind of built into your account when you sign up for it. So that's a really cool thing to do. But obviously, you're probably going to find more popularity when you upload it to a regular social media like Instagram, Facebook, and so on. So that's pretty much it for the free apps that are available. And it's not a huge list, and you probably have heard of these apps before. But the reason these are ones that everyone talks about is because they're probably the top-rated apps out there. They're the best working apps. They give you the best experience. It gives you the best quality of your prints. So these are really good apps to have, especially, I keep harping on it, but especially the Lightroom CC app. Very, very awesome, and that's probably the one that I'm going to tend to start using more. But one of the paid apps that is kind of expensive, if you're thinking about the iPhone or the Android app pricing, is an app called ProCam. It's a $4.99 US price tag on that app. It's available, I think, only for iOS. But if you have an iOS device, the ProCam app is probably one of those go-to apps that you would do when you want to have more control over the actual taking of the image. You have really awesome control over exposure settings, so you can change both the exposure settings manually, so shutter speed, aperture, ISO, all of that stuff. You can change that manually for both stills, and you can actually change it for video as well, which is the main reason I particularly downloaded this app in the beginning, because I wanted to change the video settings on it. So you can actually switch to video mode and record video. You can change all of the frame rates for both still and video. So I mean, you can kind of change the ratio for stills, but especially for video and the frame rates, you can automatically change it to 24 frames per second, 60, 30, all in app, and you don't have to go out and go to the main settings of the iPhone or Android phone and change the frame rates there. You can change it in app and do everything in app. And that's what makes it really great. Another thing is you also get a DNG file from it. So you're not shooting JPEG, although you can shoot JPEG. You're not getting that compressed JPEG. So you get that full DNG that you can then export to Lightroom, open it up in Lightroom CC, and play with it there. So that's another really great feature of that. Another one is if you have an Apple Watch by chance, then you actually have a compatibility app with the Apple Watch to where you can actually take a photo from your Apple Watch, so you can have it as kind of like a remote shutter in a way. So that's a really good little selling feature for it. But again, it's $4.99 US for the app. So if you're not used to spending money on smartphone apps, this might be kind of an expensive one for you. And lastly is a great app called Enlight. It's spelled E-N-L-I-G-H-T, Enlight. It's another paid app that is $3.99 US, and it's available for iOS. It has tons of awesome creative tools that allow you to have kind of like a double exposure effect built into the app, tilt shift effects, light leaks, tons of clone tools that help you kind of remove distracting elements of your phone that you would typically have to export that file to some sort of desktop app like Lightroom or Photoshop and remove it that way. For simple removal of distracting objects, there's a really cool clone tool in there that allows you to easily remove stuff. So it has a lot of really creative tools for it. If you're just into that creative photography space and you don't want your photos to just look like simple edited photos, Enlight is probably one of the apps that you can kind of look into, because if you want your photos to be really creative looking, there's a lot of tools in there to kind of deal with. So those are the five main apps that I kind of wanted to go over, but I also want to throw a real quick honorable mention in there, and you guys are probably going to laugh at me when I tell you what the honorable mention is, but it's actually Instagram. You might be thinking, well, of course, if you're into photography, you need Instagram, because that's the main way of sharing photos is through Instagram for social media, because it's just sharing a photo. But the reason I say Instagram specifically for editing is because a lot of people don't know that you can actually edit pretty heavily in Instagram with basic adjustments: contrast, brightness, highlights and shadows, tilt shift, sharpening. All of that stuff you can actually do in Instagram. And I think in one of the recently released versions of Instagram, you actually have a download button in the editing section. So if you just wanted to edit the photo and make your edits and save that file out, you can actually do that in Instagram without even posting it. It used to be that if you wanted to have like a really cool effect or filter to it, you would have to edit it in Instagram and either post it, because it would save a edited version to your phone, or you'd have to take a screenshot and kind of crop it in a little bit. But now they've actually given the ability to download the photo without even posting it. So if you're wanting to do simple, real quick editing, and if you don't want to mess with any other apps and you just want to use the apps that you already have, most likely you do have Instagram. So you can also do real quick basic editing in that app and download the file without having to screenshot and go through a bunch of really crazy stuff just to get a final photo. Okay, so with every episode, we like to go over a featured item of the week. And this featured item of the week is actually a Sleek Lens product. And the reason I'm talking about this one is because it mainly involves autumn. And autumn is in full swing, obviously. We got the cool weather coming in, the leaves coming off the trees. So I wanted to go over a really cool collection that I personally like a lot. And that is called the Autumn Pumpkin Glaze Overlay and Action Collection. It really is crazy how much value you get out of this collection, because this is what is all included in this Overlay and Actions collections. You get 78 actions specifically designed to help you edit your fall photos. You also get a lot of overlays. So you get 20 color filter overlays that help you kind of match a little bit of color tones and blend stuff into your photo to make them look really awesome. You get 20 light overlays, which are really cool. 15 sky overlays, which includes storm clouds, sunset clouds, just regular day sky clouds, stuff like that. You get a bunch of sky overlays. You get 10 rain overlays as well. And you also get 8 leaf overlays, which are really great if you want to enhance those leaf photos. But you also get 2 custom leaf brushes, so you can actually paint in leaves yourself and put them exactly where you want them to be. And then you also get 7 bird overlays to easily add birds, kind of like a bird flying through your photo. If you want to add those in there to kind of enhance it a little bit, you also get those as well. All of those are easily imported into Photoshop, which allows you to add them easily. They're all transparent PNGs, especially the overlays. So it's a really cool thing to have. So if you're into that, if you want to kind of enhance your fall photos in Photoshop, make sure you check out the Autumn Pumpkin Glaze Overlay and action collection from Sleek Lens. And also, with every episode, we like to offer a coupon code. So again, if you want to get 10% off of anything on the Sleek Lens store, make sure you use the coupon code Sleek Lens Podcast, SLEEKLENS Podcast, and you'll get 10% off anything in your in your cart. You can definitely use that on the Autumn Pumpkin Glaze Overlay and Action Collection, and that'll help you out a little bit with that. So I wanted to talk about that just because autumn is here, so might as well use the collection specifically built for autumn. All right, guys, thank you for joining me in this episode. Thank you for visiting sleeklens.com and checking out all the products. Thank you for checking out the brand new course that we have. Been a really good reception from that. So looking forward to more people checking that out and see if they can get some help with their beginning photography skills. Make sure you rate and review the podcast on iTunes. That really helps the show grow. And also feel free to share it with your friends. If you have a lot of people who like podcasts, because podcasts are definitely the way to go these days. If you got a lot of people that like podcasts, make sure you share this podcast so they can give it a listen as well. So thank you guys for joining me in this podcast, and I'll see you next week.